This is a story about Winnie the Pooh.
That's me, you know.
And Christopher Robin, and Piglet, and Eeyore, and Kanga, and Roo,
yes,
and...
Yes, but who is it mostly about?
Well, it's mostly about Winnie the Pooh.
That's me, you know.
And a certain other animal.
Huh? Equally as important as me?
Well, yes, but you still have the very important job of signaling the turn of the page. So, let's get on with our story. It all started while Winnie the Pooh was asleep. And suddenly, he woke up in the middle of the night and listened. What can it be, thought Pooh. He looked in the place he kept his jar of honey, just to make sure, and then he opened the door.
Hello? Hello? Oh, hello.
Hello.
Who is it?
Me.
Oh, well, come in.
So, whatever it was, came in.
Rum-tum-tiddle-rum-tum-tum.
I'm Pooh.
I'm Tiggle.
Does Christopher Robin know you're here?
Of course.
Do Tiggers like honey?
Tiggers like everything.
Well, let's go to sleep. We'll do things in the morning. Good night.
When Pooh woke in the morning, there was Tigger sitting in front of the looking glass.
Hello, Pooh. I found somebody just like me. I thought I was the only one of them.
Pooh was about to explain what a looking glass was when Tigger said,
"Excuse me, there's something climbing on your table."
And with one loud, Tigger jumped at the end of the tablecloth. He pulled it to the ground. He wrapped it around himself three times, and after a terrible struggle, he said cheerfully,
"Have I won?
That was my tablecloth.
Then why did it try to bite me?"
"I don't think it did.
It tried, but I was too quick for it."
Rum-tum-tiddle-lum-tum-tum.
Pooh put a large jar of honey on the table, and they sat down to breakfast. Tigger took a mouthful of honey, made exploring noises with his tongue, and considering noises, and what have we got here noises, and then said in a very decided voice,
"Tiggers don't like honey."
"Oh, I thought they liked everything."
"Everything except honey."
Well, Pooh felt rather pleased, and he said he would take Tigger around to Piglet's house, where Tigger could eat some of Piglet's hay corns.
"Thank you, Pooh, because hay corns is what Tiggers like best."
So off they went to see Piglet, and Pooh explained that Piglet was a very small animal who didn't like bouncing, and asked Tigger not to be too bouncy just at first.
"We're only bouncy before breakfast."
"Oh."
"After we've had a few hay corns, Tiggers become quiet and refined."
"Good, because there is Piglet's house right now." Rum-tum-tiddle-lum-tum-tum.
"Thank you, Eeyore." "Oh, Pooh."
"Yes?"
"Are those really thistles?"
"Yes."
"What Tiggers like best?"
"That's right."
"Very well, then."
Tigger took a large mouthful and gave a large crunch.
"Ow!
What's the matter?"
"Hot."
"But you said Tiggers liked everything but honey and hay corns."
"And thistles."
"We'd better talk to Christopher Robin about this."
"You'll find him with Kanga."
"Then let's go to Kanga's house at once."
Rum-tum-tiddle-little-um-tum-tum.
They found Christopher Robin at Kanga's house and told him everything.
"Oh, well, Kanga can give Tigger some breakfast."
And then Kanga, who was feeding Baby Roo, said,
"Look in my cupboard, Tigger dear."
But the more Tigger looked, the more he found things that Tiggers didn't like. And meanwhile, Kanga was busy giving Baby Roo something out of a teaspoon.
"Must I drink it, Mother?"
"Now, Roo dear, you promised."
"What is in the teaspoon?"
"Extract of malt. Roo's strengthening medicine."
"Oh, may I have a lick?"
Before Kanga could say anything, Tigger swallowed every drop.
"Tigger dear."
Tigger licked his lips.
"Extract of malt, so that's what Tigger's like."
Which explains why Tigger always lived at Kanga's house afterwards and had extract of malt for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mmm,
delicious.
Pooh, why are you standing on your head?
To remind everybody to turn the records and the book upside down for another story.